There was a small church in Tennessee that had a most interesting name. The sign in the front of it said, Left Foot Church. There was a young man who passed by the building several times a week, and he always got a good chuckle from the name. Finally, one day when he was waiting for his bus, he asked someone about the church with the unusual name. He found out that several years before, a great conflict arose in the church. You see, it was a foot-washing church, and they washed one another's feet every Sunday as an act of worship. But the conflict broke out over which foot should be washed first. Half of the congregation thought the right foot. The other half thought they should start with the left foot. Well, the conflict simmered and brewed over years until finally the left foot proponents split off and organized their own church, and of course they called it the Left Foot Church. True story. Most of us can testify to the fact that churches are notorious for the conflicts that they generate. Amen? It's pretty sad, really, how churches have become, certain churches have become a joke in some communities because of the past conflicts that have been brewing within those church communities. Maybe some of you have been there in those types of churches throughout your life at some point. Maybe you have been involved in the fighting over ridiculous stuff. Sometimes the biggest fights in churches don't come over doctrine or theology or even spiritual practices. They erupt over what I would think were silly, insignificant type details like left foot versus right foot, for instance. I've seen people leave a church over the color of the carpet that was going in the sanctuary. I once served a church where a knockdown, drag-out fight broke out before Jamie and I got there, praise God. But we had to clean up the mess, so to speak, because it was those churches, you might have been in them before, where the sanctuary was kind of shaped like a fan, you know what I mean? And the chancel area was in a fan shape. And when the church was built, the kneeling rail went all the way around that chancel area, and there was no way to get out of that area, you know, if you were the pastor or someone wanting to go the other direction. And so someone, before we got there, cut the kneeling rail. Right? So there was a space to allow access. And boy, you should have heard the words about the person that cut that from people in the church. Now, I mean, they made it so during communion you could put it back, just like we have a little section that goes in here, right? If we choose to put it back. But it's interesting, the things that we argue over as a Christian community. It's truly tragic and sad when those sorts of fights break out in churches. But the most tragic part is to see God's people divided, to see them attack and reject each other or one another's ideas even. Sometimes people want to actually run others off just so that they could have their own way. Now, I know that we don't have people like that here. Ooh, you didn't laugh on that one. You see, that sort of behavior sounds more like the world than it does the community of God, doesn't it? Really. God's people shouldn't treat one another that way, and the church really should have a different atmosphere than the atmosphere out there. And I'm not talking about weather, right? Yeah. A different environment from that of the world. Now, you might be thinking, it sounds like he's talking about the TV show Survivor, right? Because that is one of the things that show is known for, is that picking at each other and the relationships. Well, last week we began our Survivor teaching series, just two or three Sundays here, but it's called How to Be a Real Life Survivor, where my sermons are loosely based on the reality, some of the reality shows. And this week we're looking at Survivor. Now, this series, is not an endorsement of the show. Please know that. But as always, parents, there are some parts of this show, if you choose to watch it, that has words that I would call inappropriate for my children. So just know that before you watch it.